The end of all things is near.
我们知道仇敌看着他的日子不多。
And we know the enemy looks at, knows that his days are limited.
他就在攻击他的教会。
So he's attacking the church.
我们知道在这个世间。
We know that in this time.
每五分五点八分八四分钟。
Every 5 minutes.
5.84.
Every 5.84 minutes,
就有一个基督徒被伤。
One Christian is martyred.
所以魔鬼是倾其全力的在攻击神的儿女。
So the enemy is using his authority to attack the sons and daughters of God.
这和启示录里面所讲的很像。
So this sounds a lot like what it was said in the book of Revelation.
但是在有的地方。
But in some places.
像郭美江牧师所说的。
Like Pastor 郭美江，
他说，仇敌就借着忧郁症，借着各样的疾病来攻击神的儿女。
The enemy uses
忧郁症
depression and other illnesses to attack God's children.
根据世界卫生组织
，according to the World Health Organization，
就是在2020年，有许多许多世界上很多的人都有忧郁症。
In 2020, there will be a huge amount of people who have depression.
那就是仇敌的攻击。
And that's the enemy's attack.
那仇敌的攻击，它是撒旦的攻击，但是也借着耶洗别的灵。
This is Satan's attack, but it's also according to the spirit of Jezebel.
造成人与人之间的不信任分裂。
Causing people to not have trust and to not be united.
还有恐惧。
And to have fear.
还有我们就失去了那个向着主的祭坛的侍奉的心智。
And we lose the heart, like a sacrificial heart towards God.
也是神要在这个世代。
But God wants us in this time.
兴起得胜者。
To rise up and to overcome.
我们现在请看启示录。
So let's take a look at Revelations.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
启示录十二章第一节第二节。
The first and second verses.
就是我们请读一下，请那个。天上出现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀了异孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。我们可以看到这 ，OK， 好，第二节在。
A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven: a woman clothed with the sun.With the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
那这个妇人也预表着教会。
So this woman also represents the church.
那教会正在生产艰难的疼痛中。
And the church is currently in the pains of childbirth.
在我们知道圣经里面告诉我们在使徒行传提到。
And we know that in the Bible, in the book of Acts, it says,
他说我们进入神的国。
When we enter, the kingdom of God,
必须经历许多的艰难。
We're going to have to experience a lot of difficulties.
这是在使徒行传十四章二十二节。
This was stated in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 22.
那还有在启示录七章十四节。
And in the book of Revelations, chapter 7 verse 14.
他说这些人是从大患难中出来的。
It said that these people are coming out of the tribulation.
Yeah, 用羔羊的血。
With the blood of the lamb.
把自己的衣裳洗白净了。
Washing their robes.
他们也是从患难中出来的。
They are also they have come out of the tribulation.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位弟兄姐妹，是否在你的生命中、生活中有艰难？
Brothers and sisters, in all our lives, we will have challenges.
也许 我们需要凭着神给我们的信心。
So we have to rely on the faith God has given us.
胜过一切的艰难。
To overcome these challenges.
保罗曾经提到。
Paul once said.
他说我们为那争道打那美好的仗。
We are fighting the good fight.
那个争道就是信心。
And this path is about faith.
也许你在艰难中。
So maybe you are in amidst difficulties.
也许是身体的不容易。
Maybe it's a physical challenge.
也许是心灵的。
Maybe it's in your heart.
也许有的人是精神领域的。
Maybe it's your your psychological health.
但是也有的人可能是财务的。
And maybe for some people it's their financial.
但是神要我们得胜。
But God wants us to overcome.
他说使我们胜过世界的就是我们的信心。
And what makes us victorious over this world is our faith.
他要赐给我们信心。
And God wants to give us that faith.
信心也是从神的话而来的。
And the faith comes from the word of God.
所以在这样的一个世代。
So in this day and age.
一方面仇敌是要来攻击。
On one side, the enemy wants to attack.
但是另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
上帝也是借着这些艰难苦难，
God is using these challenges, these difficulties to.
那他要我们看，就是十二章的第五节，妇人生了一个男孩子。
We want to look at verse
5,
which says.She gave birth to a son, a male child,
是将来要用铁杖
who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter,
来辖管万国的，辖管万国的
who will rule all the nations.
他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne.
今年是5777年。
This year is the 5777.
很多事情都要来到一个完整的一个神的计划，神的数字。
A lot of things are coming into fruition, into completion of what God has said.
神也需要在他的教会得到得胜者。
And in God's church, he needs to have overcomers.
曾经我勉励汪大哥说。
Recently, I encouraged brother.
我说，如果我们成为一个基督徒，成为一个得胜者。
If we become Christians and we become overcomers.
我们在这地上的盼望比世界上任何的高官都还要好。
Our hope.
Our hope. 我们在世上的地位 status and.就是那个意义，人生的意义。
Okay, our purpose in life and our status here on earth,
也许胜过地上的君王。
Will you know be greater than all the kings?
各位弟兄姐妹，你知道耶稣基督从死里复活。
You know that Jesus rose from the dead.
他胜过了魔鬼。
He overcame the enemy.
胜过了撒旦。
He overcame Satan.
打破了魔鬼的头。
He smashed the head of the enemy.
胜过了罪性。
He overcame the sin.
胜过了死亡。
He overcame death.
胜过了空中执政掌权的这个这些执政掌权管辖着幽暗世界的 powers, rulers, principalities who rule this world. Yeah, okay. 那他胜过了。所以他坐在至大者的右边。
And because he overcame, so he's sitting at the right hand of God.
他浇灌圣灵下来。
He gave us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵可以住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit can live inside of us.
这是一个何等宝贵的一个祝福。
This is a very precious and important blessing.
你知道基督是什么意思吗？
Do you know what Christ means?
他基督的意思就是 anointed one.
The meaning of Christ is the anointed one.
Messiah.
The Messiah.
大写的。
Capital.
那你知道那个 anointing 是一个何等重要的事。
And this anointing is an important thing.
在旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament.
三种人受膏。
Three people received anointing.
Three kinds of people.
Three kinds of people receive anointing.
King, 君王。
A king.
还有 priest.
A priest.
还有一个是先知。
And then a prophet.
所以当这位复活的基督。
So when this resurrected Christ.
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
进到我们里面。
And comes in within us.
哦，我们有三重的身份。
We have three types of.
我们有君王的身份。我们有君王的身份。
We have the kingship.
那我们有祭司的身份。
And also the priesthood.
我们有先知的身份。
And the prophecy.
Yeah, prophet. Okay. 那各位弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等宝贵的事。
And this is a precious thing.
虽然当这个圣灵刚刚进来的时候。
Even though the Holy Spirit comes within us,
复活的基督进来的时候
when Christ enters us,
也许有的时候刚开始是一点点
initially it might just be a little bit.
也许有的时候是圣灵浇灌很丰富
and maybe it's overflowing.
但是神的国必要成长
but the kingdom of God will be established.
基督在我们里面会成长。
And God will grow within us.
刚开始也许是一个属灵的婴孩。
Maybe we were just initially spiritual babies.
然后是孩子。
And then little children.
然后慢慢的要成长。
And then we continue to slowly grow.
这边讲到他是得到一个儿子的名分。
And here is talking about that.
耶稣基督是长子。
He receives sonship.
耶稣基督是长子。
And Jesus is the first of all son.
但是我们是其他的小写的儿子。
And we are the lowercase son.
我们是小写的是复数的。
Oh, and we're plural.
但是在末后的世代。
But in the end times.
在神要在神许可我们经过各样的艰难。
God allows us to go through hardships.
他就是要让我们成为一个得胜者。
So that we can become overcomers.
他要让这个男孩子成长出来，生出来。
You want this son to be born.
将来是要用铁杖。
So that one day he will use an iron scepter.
来。辖管列国
to rule all the nations.
那个辖管也可以做牧养
and this person can also be a shepherd.
那各位弟兄姐妹，你觉得有没有一个很好的一个期望？
So brothers and sisters, you feel like you have a wonderful hope.
因为表面看得见是这些政治人物。
Because on the surface you see these politicians.
但是基督徒可以借着祷告。
But through Christ we can use prayer.
两三个人同心合意的祷告。
When two or three people come together in prayer.
在地上所捆绑的。
And what is bound on earth.
在天上也捆绑。
Is bound in heaven.
在地上所释放的。
And what we set loose on earth.
在天上也释放。
We also set loose in heaven.
上一次我在这里的时候
last time we were here
虽然川普很多地方不完全
although Trump is imperfect in many areas
也许也是一个蒙恩的罪人
he's also a sinner who has received a lot of grace
但是神有一个他的目的
but God has his purpose
神希望神的国要往前
and God wants his kingdom to move forward
神希望在某些事有一个改变
And God wants certain things to have a change.
比如这同志婚姻的事情 ，gay marriage 的事情。
For instance, related to
还有堕胎的事情
，like homosexual marriage and abortion and other issues.
但是神需要借着基督徒。
But God needs to use Christians.
我记得川普曾跟他的孩子说
，I remember that Trump once said to his kids.
他说我出来的时候，很多的人。你就会发现谁是我真实的朋友。
He said that when I come out, you'll find out who really are my friends.
很多甚至共和党的人都跟他保持距离，说不支持他。
A lot of people in the Republican Party stepped away and said they didn't support him.
老布希、小布希都不支持他。
The senior Bush and the junior Bush, they both did not support Trump.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
这些基督徒
these Christians
是他患难中的朋友。
Were his friends in this challenging time.
为他祷告。
They prayed for him.
在下个礼拜二有一个总统盾牌。就是 President Shield， 他们 为总统祷告的人在 Maryland 一个华人的祷告楼的地方聚集。
Next week on Tuesday, there's a prayer meeting for the president.
很多事情改变了。
A lot of things have changed.
虽然全国他仍然输两百万票。
Even though nationally he lost a lot of votes.
但是他的那个选举人票赢了。
But in the final vote, he won.
尤其是最后的几周。
Especially with the final few states.
那你知道基督徒的祷告。
You know that the prayers of Christians.
也有基督徒的实际的行动。
And also the actions of Christians.
比如在宾州。
For instance, in Pennsylvania.
很多爱美许族，爱美许族。
A lot of the Amish.
他们从来不出来。
They usually never come out.
两百年、三百年。
For 200, 300 years.
可是这一次出来了。
But this time they came out to vote.
竟然是华人的基督徒去邀他们出来。
And amazingly, it was the Chinese Christians who went out there to invite them.
宾州只赢了几万票。
And so Pennsylvania was able to win a couple, you know, 10,000 votes.
各位弟兄姊妹，主耶稣是得胜的。
Jesus is victorious.
他要提升我们。
And he wants to raise us up.
不只是他自己升到高天。
Not just that he went up to heaven.
坐在至大者的右边。
And that he sits at the right hand of God.
他也带着这些得胜者。
But he's also leading these overcomers.
带到这个属天的领域。
To go into the
宝座，再到属天的宝座。
To the heavenly realms.
Yeah.各位弟兄姊妹，有一个一个是带到这个 heaven realm 这个属天的领域有这个权柄。各位弟兄姊妹，如果神提升我们
，if God raises us up，
那是一件何等有福的事。
That's a blessing。
如果我们是在二重天之下
，if we are below the second heaven，
那你要知道，这个撒旦是。空中执政掌权的首领。
You have to know that Satan is the ruler of this.
耶稣曾经说过。
Jesus once said.
在世上你们有苦难。
On earth you'll have hardship.
但是在我里面你们有平安。
But in me you'll have peace.
耶稣希望我们被提升到。
Jesus hopes for us to be raised
住在基督的里面
to live within Christ
住在属天的领域里面
to live in this heavenly realm
那是一个很大的福气
and that's a really great
那神要使我们得到男孩子的名分
and God wants us to receive the sonship
那各位弟兄姐妹我们需要来敬拜认识我们的神
Brothers and sisters, we need to worship and know about our God.
我们需要来认识他。
We need to know him.
在启示录。在启示录第四章。
The book of Revelations, chapter 4.
也提到那个宝座。
It mentions the throne.
在启示录第三章。
In chapter 3.
有二十一章二十一节。
Verses 21 and
21 得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐
To him who overcomes I will give the right to sit with me on my throne
就如我得了胜
Just as I overcame
在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般
And sat with my father on his throne
那对于这个教会启示录这个教会
And for this church
那是一个在耶稣看来非常不好的教会。
For the church that was mentioned here, the church of Laodicea, God said it was not a very great church.
Yeah, 不冷不热。
It was neither hot nor cold.
瞎眼的。
was blind.
赤身肉体的。
And naked.
但是当耶稣呼召他们。
But when Jesus called them.
买眼药膏。
To buy salve.
擦他们属灵的眼睛。
To clean their spiritual eyes.
买白衣。
To buy white garments.
那就是圣徒所行的义。
Which is the righteous deeds of Christian.
他们的行为不只是因信称义，包括他们的行为。
Not just what they know, but their behaviors.
还有买火炼的金子。
To buy refined gold.
那就是在信心上富足。
Which is to
be rich.
To be rich in faith.
虽然他们可能会经过火炼的试验。
So even though they might go through fires,
但是当他们听见神的声音
but when they hear the voice of God,
他们愿意打开他们的心门
they're willing to open their hearts,
让耶稣进来
to let Jesus come in,
跟他们同在
to be with them,
跟他们坐席
for God to,
他们享受 they enjoy the presence of the Lord,
to enjoy the presence of the Lord,
他们享受
They enjoy,
他们能够得到力量
they're able to have the strength,
上帝提升他们
God raises them,
到属天的领域
to the heavenly realm,
也是可以跟主跟他在二十一节就如我得了圣在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般
and he lets them be able to sit with him on the throne just as Jesus overcame and sat down with his father on the throne
那是一个很大的福气。
And that is a great blessing.
一个得胜者。
One overcomer.
在耶稣的眼中看来非常的宝贵。
Is precious. Is very precious in the eyes of Jesus.
所以耶稣曾经提到说。
So Jesus once said.
若有人听见我声音。
So if anyone hears my voice.
又开门的。
And accepts me.
那他提到就是 anyone,
and this is for anyone,
就是一个人
just one person,
一个人听见
if you listen,
愿意接受主的声音
and you're willing to accept Christ,
愿意照着主所说的话去做
and to obey Christ,
那可以与他一同坐席
and you're able to sit with him,
可以提到这个宝座前
and you can be raised before the throne.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们也看到天上有这个宝座的服事。
So, brothers and sisters, we see that there's before the throne, there are people serving.
他们在那里敬拜这一位天坐宝座的神。
And they're there to worship the one who sits upon the throne.
敬拜。
To worship.
侍奉服事。
To
serve.
To serve.
还有为耶稣而活。
And to live for Christ.
是一件事。都是一件事。
It's all, there's the same thing.
当我们愿意把我们的身体灵魂
when we're willing to take our body and spirit,
献给神
and give it to God,
借着赞美敬拜献给神
with praise and worship,
他设立他的宝座
God will put his throne.
他让我们明白和他的心意何为善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
He'll let us know about his perfect good,
acceptable good, perfect will. Okay, 那神真的是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
我们在末后的世代。
In these end times,
我们需要来认识他。
We have to know him.
保罗也曾经提到
Paul once said,
我以认识基督为至宝
Knowing Christ is my
treasure.
My treasure.
Yeah, the first priority. 那各位弟兄姐妹，我们看到在启示录第四章
Brothers and sisters, we look at Revelation chapter 4.
我们看到就是这些敬拜
We see that these people who are worshipping
那羔羊坐在宝座上。
And the lamb sits on the throne.
那这个宝座有四个活物。
And before the throne, there are four creatures.
在第六节这个地方，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
In the sixth verse, it says,
full of eyes.
That these creatures were covered with eyes in the front and back.
Yeah, 都是眼睛。
Full of eyes.
眼睛是什么意思？
What's the meaning of eyes?
就是需要来认识耶稣。
Is to know more about Jesus.
保罗曾经说到。
Paul once said,
求神赐智慧启示的灵。
That God gives us the spirit of wisdom and
inspiration.
Inspiration.
那或是 revelation.
Revelation.
那使我们真认识基督。
So that we truly know more about Jesus.
使我们知道蒙召的指望。
So that we know
this, calling,
the calling of
the hope of the calling from on high. Yeah, 使我们知道他要给我们的基业是何等的丰盛。
So that we know that
he will give how abundant is the inheritances in Jesus Christ. He will give us through 借着圣灵，他要赐给我们何等丰盛的基业。
Yeah, so through the Holy Spirit, God is giving us a abundant inheritance.
那我们也可以更多的来认识我们的耶稣。
And so we can come and get to know Jesus even more.
不只是借着知识。
Not just in knowledge.
不只是借着启示。
Not just in revelation.
但是借着一个敬拜之后，一个生命的连接。
But through worship that we have a connection to him.
敬拜的最高潮。
It's the epitome of worship.
就是在原文的意思是面对面亲嘴。
Which is to be face to face.
To kiss.
And to kiss.
Yeah, 我们可以跟神亲密。
To have that intimacy with God.
Yeah, 那是一个何等的宝贵的事。
And that's a truly precious thing.
你敬拜谁，你就会被改变像谁。
Who you worship, that's who you become.
如果我们敬拜的是一位被杀的羔羊。
And if the one who we worship is the lamb who was slain.
我们会被改变成他的性格。
Then we'll become more like him.
那柔和谦卑。
To be gentle and humble.
And 圣洁。
To be holy.
顺服。
To be obedient.
我们若更多的敬拜他。
If we worship him even more,
就会改变。
Then we will change.
我们在台湾以前看到有一个敬拜观音的人。
In Taiwan, we know of this.
有一个陈姐妹的母亲，她真的就变成很像观音的样子。
Someone who was worshiping a
你拜谁就会像谁
idol, and she became like that idol.
所以我们能够敬拜这一位全能的神。
So if we're able to worship this all-powerful God,
哦，他的大能要改变我们。
Then his power will change us.
你知道要改变一个人有多困难吗？
Do you know how hard it is to change a person?
中国人有一句说，江山易改，本性难移。
There's a saying in Chinese that is a It's easier to move a mountain than to
territory.The territory can be changed.
The territory.
好，但是一个人
be changed, but the,
但是一个人的 character personality.
But a person's character.
不容易被改变。
Is hard to change.
上帝要用万有归服他的大能。
So God is going to use His power
来改变我们。
To change us.
从卑贱的性情。
To change us from this.
A sinful nature.
Our sinful nature.
Into his nobility. 到他的尊贵，到他的荣耀的性情。
Into his glory and his
那我们的敬拜很重要。
So our worship is very important.
你我们敬拜谁会改变成什么样子？
So who we worship is how is the one will change into.
比如说像亚伯拉罕。
So for example, Abraham.
他看自己身子如同已死。
So he saw himself as
His body is dead.
His body is dead.
他的太太也过了生育的年龄。
And his wife already passed the age of childbirth. And if he looked at himself and his wife,
但是没有希望。
It doesn't look like they have hope.
但是上帝要他抬头。
But God wanted him to raise up his head to bring glory
归给那一位使无变有的神
to give that glory to the all-powerful
使无变有 change from nothing to being yeah, change 从没有到有还有使死人复活的神
to a God who brings the dead to life who creates nothing out, something out of nothing
上帝就算他为义
And God counted him as righteous.
上帝就使他成为多国的父。
And God let him become the father of many nations.
所以虽然他起先25年生不出一个孩子。
So even though for 25 years he wasn't able to have a child.
但是神后来给他应许的。
But God gave him a promise.
他的后裔要多如天上的星星。
That his descendants will be more than the stars in the sky.
海边的城上
and more than the grains of sand
到了经过了以撒
and through Isaac
到了雅各
to Jacob
雅各70个人下到埃及
from Jacob 70 people went to Egypt
400多年以后
400 years later
回来的男生
the men who came back
壮丁有60万人
there were 600,000
那加上妻子、女儿、女性
，and including the wives, children,
孩子，将近200万人。
It's probably around 200.
Two million
people.
上帝到现在全世界各地
and right now all over the world.
基督徒
Christians,
天主教徒
Catholics,
甚至回教徒
Muslims,
都称他为 Father.
All call him as the father.
他真的他的后裔多如天上的星星，海边的城上。
Yeah, truly his descendants are more than the stars in the sky and the grains of sand.
所以有的时候在我们看来是艰难的。
So even though what we see is truly hard.
看我们自己看环境都不容易。
When we look at ourselves and our environment, we think it's not possible.
亚伯拉罕或许会对上帝说。
So maybe Abraham would have said to God,
Oh, 你开我玩笑吗?
You're playing a joke with me.
Yeah, 我连一个孩子都生不出来。
I can't even have one child.
你说我的孩子多如天上的星星，海边的城上。
And yet you tell me that my children will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
但是他采取一个信心。
But he had faith.
他仍然把荣耀归给神。
And he gave glory to God.
我们所信的神。
The God who we believe
是一个全能的神
is an all-powerful God.
是一个 El Shaddai 的神
He's El Shaddai.
全然丰足 all abundant.
He's all abundant.
全然的乳养，乳养 nursing. 他是丰足的 abundant, rich. He wants to bless us. 那我们就是要敬拜。我们所敬拜的神是一位是什么？是一个。是一个耶和华拉法的神。
The God who we worship is
耶和华拉法 Jehovah
is Jehovah Rapha.
那是医治的神。
Which means He's our healer.
所以我们每一个身体有疾病的人。
So for all of us who have illnesses,
我们要相信。
We have to believe.
他能医治我们。
That He can heal us.
他能使我们健康。
That he can bring us health.
因为他赦免我们的罪
Because he's forgiven us of our sins.
医治我们一切的疾病
And he's cured us of all of our illnesses.
救我们的命脱离死亡
And he saved our life from death.
以仁爱慈悲为冠冕
And he gave us love. He crowned us with his love.
His love, loving kindness.
His loving kindness.
Yeah.那而且用各样的美物
And he used many
good things to 让我们如因返老还童
to
如因返老还童 to be
like the eagle
yeah, to get
to strengthen yeah, to be renewed in our strength
yeah 我就是想到说 我们要像似活物一样来认识神。保罗说：“使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。” Paul said, 认识基督。
So,
Paul said
that, for me to know
Jesus
Christ,
晓得 understand,
to understand
他的复活的大能
his power in his resurrection.
Yes, power of resurrection. 在我们所经过的每一件事
that everything that we go through,
我们要认识他是一位掌权的神。
We have to recognize that he's a God who's in control.
Yeah, 他是医治的神。
That he's our healer.
他是一切的一切。
He's our all in all.
这一位基督在我们里面。
This Christ that's within us.
神要有荣耀的盼望。
We have to have this hope for the coming.
他就是那一位 I am who I am 的神。
He is the I am who I am.
比如说。
For instance.
我们在台湾遇到。
In Taiwan.
我们遇到一个病人。
We met someone who was sick.
就是他是老干中风。
So he got a stroke.
Stroke 老干。
In his
那是很严肃的。
It was a very
两个礼拜在床上不能动。
And for 2 weeks he was unable to move on his bed.
他的先生就给我们简讯，希望我们祷告。
And her husband.Notified us to pray for.
我们就去到医院。
So we went to the hospital.
我们也是一个信心的征战。
And it was also a battle of faith.
因为中风是很严肃的。
Because having a stroke is serious.
但是老干中风是更为严肃的。
But this type of stroke is even more serious.
可是真的在医生看来是没指望的。
And for the doctors, it was like there's no hope.
但是那一天神带领我们。
But that day God led us.
一个我祷告的同伴的太太。
And someone who was there,
就问了一句话。
Asked one thing.
他说，你有没有不饶恕的人？
Is there anyone who you have not forgiven?
啊，我有五个。
And she said five.
第一个就是我先生。
The first is my husband.
他就说，你要不要饶恕你先生？
And then so she asked, do you want to forgive your husband?
他不得不饶恕。
And she said, and she couldn't not forgive.
因为她要医治。
Because she wanted to be healed.
她希望神迹发生。
And she was hoping for a miracle.
她就认跟先生就认说，我饶恕你。
So she told her husband, I forgive you.
他们就和睦了。
And so they were at peace.
结果其实太太也非常爱先生。
And truly, the wife didn't really love her husband.
但是有的时候还是会有摩擦。
But sometimes there is conflict.
但是那个时候他饶恕了。
But during that time she forgave.
我们就扶着他起来走。
So we just, you know, helped her up to walk.
从病床走到那个护士护理台，从病床走。
So from her bed to the front desk.
走了一圈两圈。
They walked one lap, two laps.
后来我回到家。
And after when I went back home.
他先生就 line 给我们。
So.Her husband line messaged me.
他也扶他太太继续走。
He also helped his wife continue to walk.
到了年终感恩餐会。
During the
first festival, the end of the 2015, yeah, 就是我看到他们一家人走过来。
And I during this festival, this party, I saw his whole family walk.
在人看来是不可能的。
And so what seemed impossible to most people,
各位弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
耶和华拉法的神,
Jehovah Rapha,
在他没有难成的事,
there is nothing he can't accomplish.
他医治了。
He healed her.
在人不能。
While it's impossible for man,
在我们也不能。
Even for us when it's not possible.
但是在神已经医治了。
But God already healed.
这一对夫妇现在去读神学院了。
And so this couple, they now have gone to seminary school.
他们的余生愿意为主所用。
And they're giving their life to be used by God.
有另外一个消传道。
And so there's another.
他得了大肠癌。
Another individual, and he got colon cancer.
也是没有指望。
And so it seemed hopeless.
他说牧师我要祷告我要凭信心。
And so he said, I want to pray, I want to rely on faith.
他本来不是我们教会的。
Originally, he wasn't part of our church.
他骑着摩托车到全台湾传福音给各地的人。
So he rode on his motorcycle to go around Taiwan to all the different places to preach the gospel.
他的宣告是上帝要来审判，如果不悔改的话。
And his message was that God is going to bring judgment
if people don't repent. 他有一次骑摩托车到埔里。
So one time he rode his motorcycle to Puli. And he saw the Buddhist temple.
Temple, 很大的庙宇。
A lot of temples.
他就说你们快点信耶稣。
He told them to quickly believe in Jesus.
结果那些人没有接受。
But those people did not accept.
后来那一年大地震。
And that year there was a big earthquake.
921.
September 21st.
埔里最大的庙都倒了。
The largest temples in Puli, you know, fell down.
感谢神，这个弟兄生病的时候。
So praise the Lord that when this brother was sick.
他说我不要寻求医生的帮助。
He said I don't want to seek the help of doctors.
我要寻求天上的医生帮助。
He wants to seek the heavenly doctor.
因他受的鞭伤。
And due to
the
stripes that Christ.Bore for us.
我们得医治
We're able to be healed.
这是医治的根据
This is the basis of our healing.
这是医治的真理
This is the truth of us being healed.
结果这一个小传道
And so this,
the minister,
this minister,
他不只是相信
He not only believed.
他也改变他饮食的习惯
He also changed his dietary habits.
那一阵子我吃蔬菜水果打汁
During that time, I was I was eating.
甚至给我要那个打果菜的机器要去。
Yeah, I was eating the smoothies from made with lots of vegetables and fruits.
四五个月以后，医院的检查报告。
So he also went along that diet, and then 4 or 5
完全好了。
So a while later, at the report.At the hospital, they said that he was completely healed.
我们要说在人不能。
So we had to say, while it's impossible for man,
但是在神，我凡事都能。
In God, all things is possible.
我们就是这一生要来认识他。
And so, you know, all our life, it's for us to know him.
在我们所遇到的每一个难处。
So that whatever difficulty,
我们要来经验他。
We have to experience him.
他是耶和华拉法。
He is Jehovah Rapha.
他是耶和华尼西。
He is Jehovah.
旌旗，我们的 flag, our victory. 他是我们的得胜。
So we have to raise, you know, our flags of victory.
Yeah, 我们敬拜他。
And to worship him.
我们，他会使我们得胜。
So he will allow us to be victorious.
感谢神。
Thank you, thank God.
保罗说。保罗说
Paul said,
基督在我们里面
Christ is within us.
神鸟有荣耀的盼望
So he gave us the hope of his coming glory.
我靠着那加给我力量的
And I rely on the one who gives me strength.
凡事都能行
And all things are possible.
哦、oh, 我们这一生要来认识他
So all our life we have to learn more about God.
不只是属灵的知识
Not just spiritual knowledge.
不只是属灵的启示
Not just spiritual revelation.
我们要借着他的话
But we have to rely on his word.
让圣灵把他的话在我们生命中
Allow the Holy Spirit to use the word.
成为实际
To become reality.
我们也可以用他的话
So we can use his word.
来宣告
To proclaim.
所以在启示录也提到
So that in the book of Revelation it also says.
弟兄胜过他
The brothers who overcome.
The devil.
The devil,
因着耶稣，因着羔羊的血
do so through the blood of the lamb,
还有见证的道
and that the testimony
of the words
of the word of the Lord.
所以我们需要把神的话
so we have to take God's word,
活出来
and to live it out,
说出来
to speak it out,
宣告出来
to proclaim it,
用信心宣告出来
to proclaim it through faith.
那然后，然后我们就是有一抱着一个态度
And so we have an attitude
有的时候甚至要牺牲以至于死
So we have to have the right attitude And sometimes we have to make sacrifice
也许我们现在在我们所经验的环境我们没有被 IS 杀掉
So, you know, even today in our situation here, we may not
be martyred by.
But others who have gone through.
外面活着，外面活着，我们的人活着。
So even though on the outside we're alive,
我们的里边的人常常为耶稣的缘故交付死地。
Oftentimes our inner spirit because of others, die with Christ.
Yeah, 但是有一个盼望。
But we have a hope.
诗人大卫说。
King David said.
诗人 poet 或者诗人 David 说，他说我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我早就丧胆了。If I cannot see the mercy, the grace, of the Lord, I will lose my courage. I have faith that in this world, in the living world, even if I have praise, I will see the grace of the Lord. Yeah, 这就是我们的盼望。Amen.
And that's our hope.
Yeah, 我们要看见他的恩惠。
We have to see his grace.
我们也需要学习耶稣的谦卑。
And we have to learn to be humble like Christ.
像牛犊一样。像牛一样。Like a calf.
To be like a calf.
Yeah, 他说人子来。
The Son of Man came.
不是要接受人的服侍。
Not to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve others.
并且舍命。
To the point of sacrificing his life.
做多人的赎价。
To be many people's
ransom.
Ransom.
The price of ransom. Okay. 那感谢神，我们可以有这个机会服侍他。
So thank God that we have this opportunity to serve Him.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
若有人服侍我
If anyone serves me,
我父必尊重他
My Father will honor
我在哪里
And wherever I am,
服侍我的人也要在哪里
Those who serve me will also be
我们也要学习跟随主
So we have to learn to follow him,
来服侍他
to serve him.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我们的教会虽然人不多
even though our church is small,
也许有一点像亚伯拉罕生孩子生的不多
maybe it's a little bit like Abraham where he didn't have many children.
但是感谢神
but thank God,
这一次郭牧师来
this time Pastor 郭牧师
他很肯定我们教会
she...Confirmed Archer. Yeah.
So, 我们也彼此鼓励
and encouraged.
我们深信一颗钻石。我们深信一颗钻石 better than 一卡车的石头。
For our church to have, you know,
one piece of diamond,
one diamond is better than a whole truckload of stones.
Yeah, 你们就是钻石。
So we are those jewels.
我们求主重新建立我们的祭坛。
So we ask God to once again, you know, establish the altars in our heart. So that we can sacrifice our lives to God.
我们要有神的火热在我们里面。
So that we have God's, you know, fire and passion.
我们每一个人。
So that every one of us.
Worship God, 对准主。
We'll worship God.
然后 follow the guidance of the 跟随神的带领。
And we'll follow the guidance of God.
也许我们的功能不同。
So maybe our abilities are different.
狮子跟牛跟人跟鹰都不同。
The same way how lions, you know, cows, the eagles are, and man are all different.
但是我们都是为着神效力。
But we're all doing it for God.
我们不要管别人如何。
We don't need to worry about the others around us.
我们只要借着信心跟随主。
We just have to rely on faith to follow him.
大家连接起来。
For all of us to be united.
不只是个人，我们求主复兴我们。
And not just to have a revival within ourselves.
家庭求主复兴我们。
You know, it's also our families.
我最近看到郭牧师写的在维吉尼亚州写到 那些耶洗别灵攻击的事项。
Lately, I read what Pastor Guo wrote down about the spirit of Jezebel and the kind of attacks.
我觉得我们需要好好的祷告。
So we really have to diligently pray.
在每一个面向。
In all facets.
来抵挡它。
To defend ourselves.
那仇敌有一个工作，其中之一。
So there's one thing the enemy does.
就是让我们失去神的呼召的指望与意向。
Is for us to lose the hope and purpose that God and calling that Christ has given us.
我们就希望过一点安逸的生活。
And we just want to have an easy life.
那很舒适
a comfortable life.
我们忘了神在我们生命中的呼召。
But in that we have missed God's calling.
这个教会是一个有荣耀呼召的教会。
This church is has a calling to bring God glory.
我们不满足。
And we're not satisfied.
我们盼望神在我们生命中。
And we hope that in our lives.
不只是只紧紧的得救。
We're not just holding on to salvation tightly.
不只是称义。
That we don't just live righteous.
Justification.
Not just in justification.
而且是要成圣。
But to be victorious.
Sanctification.
To be sanctified.
Sanctified.而且神要带领我们。
And God wants to lead us.
灵与魂与身子。
In our spirit, our body and soul.
Redemption of our spirit, soul and body, and bring us into glory to be His likeness, 进入他的同在，有他的形象，那成为一个真实的。荣耀福音的教会。
So God wants to lead us into His presence and to transform us, so that we are truly a church that
we will be bring into His own glory.
That will be brought into His glory.
Amen. 那这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
也许现在人不多。
So even though now we may not have a lot of people.
但是我谢谢大家。
But I thank everyone.
郭牧师很肯定各位的。赞助。
Pastor Guo confirmed a lot of about our church.
我也谢谢志刚的中心啊，是一个主日学好的老师 ，Bible Study 啊，非常好，我谢谢。我也谢谢景深居华的中心，也谢谢 Linda 每一位，还有爱情，还有这个汪大哥夫妇哈。汪大哥，我也是勉励，一定要做个得胜者。阿们，感谢神。那这是我们在地上何等荣耀的盼望！你看看，是一个非常荣耀的盼望，一个 glorious hope 呀。Yeah, 我们如果成为一个得胜者，
So if we are to become an overcomer.
假如我们得到儿子的名分
，and we receive the spirit of sonship，
如果我们成为被提升到属天领域的男孩子
，and if we are like the son who was raised up to the throne，
有人这样讲，我的一个朋友说
，one of my friends said，
他说我们可以到最后超越时空
，at the end we can
进入荣耀里面
，can go beyond space and time and to enter
glory.
他说
有一点像耶稣一样。
And just be like Jesus.
有的时候门是关到的，但是突然他那个荣耀的身体可以进去。
Yeah, so even when the doors are closed, you know, Christ can enter through.
我们可以不用坐飞机了。
So we don't need to, you know, ride an airplane.
那如果进入那一个。真的，当我们很想念 Maryland 的时候，就过来了。哈利路亚！那这是我们荣耀的盼望。哈利路亚！那我们希望神真的，我相信郭牧师说他说他也好喜欢学桥所弹的琴，真的就是我觉得我们每一位留下来的神将来一定要复兴我们。阿门！我们要宣告神。 God 一定要复兴我们。
God will bring a revival among us.
Amen. 我们对彼此说，上帝一定会复兴我。
Say to each other that God will bring a revival.
还有我们的家庭。
And my family.
下一代。
And our next generation.
我们的教会。
Our church.
还有借着我们。
And through us.
多结果子。
To bear lots of fruit.
祝福这地。
And to bless this place.
我们把荣耀归给主。
We give the glory to God.
谢谢，谢谢你，也谢谢学桥弹琴，我真的好喜欢。感谢神啊，谢谢每一位忠心的。也许我们现在人不多，说不定神将来借着 David 像雅各一样，哦，剩了70个，哈哈带70个人，也许有可能，神都有可能 ，Who knows？ 对不对？God can do a lot of things。这样，我们需要。但是我告诉你们一件事，你要增长多的时候。需要更付代价，每一个人也许要打开家，也许要关心更多的人，也许要祷告，更多要付代价，真的是这样。OK, God bless you, thank you. OK, 好。